Hey, what's up, guys? This is Arthur Anthony. Welcome back to another episode of Life Cope. Thanks again, guys, for supporting us and listening to the show. And hopefully we can continue to provide some good content for you guys. So, a lot of big things coming. But first of all, I just want to wish my wife a happy dating anniversary. So, I don't know a lot of you guys if you do this, but so me and my wife, we celebrate our dating anniversary and we celebrate our wedding anniversary as well. So our dating anniversary, we've been dating since, so today has been 15 years since we've been dating. So I'd like to wish her a happy dating anniversary. I don't know if people do that, but hey, I'm going to go ahead and give her a shout out. Shout out to my wife, Christina. Thanks for putting up with me all these years, and hopefully you will have at least 50 or 60 more to celebrate. We now have a co-host that will be doing some of our shows. Her name is Nancy Perez. So the next time you guys tune in, if you guys hear a female voice, don't be surprised because we have a co-host now. And I guess I didn't mess up the interview, and she decided that she was gonna, you know, come on board and create some content with us. So, hey, welcome on board, Nancy. So stay tuned for her episode coming up soon in the next two episodes. So our next episode, we're gonna do one together, and then after that, she'll do one an episode as well by herself, just to give, you know, give the show some different flavor, you know, and get some female inputs into the show. So there you have it. So today we're talking about swallowing your pride. You know, it's hard. Well, you know, you're right, you know, sometimes, or you know something's going wrong. Somebody's doing something wrong. You know, sometimes you just want to, you know, you want to put your input in, even at the expense of embarrassing yourself, or if you know you're wrong, and, you know, apologizing to the person that you get an argument with or whatever. You know, and sometimes it's just hard to do that. And so today we're talking about that. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. So if you're like me, I'm bad at grammar sometimes, especially when I write. So I got the Grammarly app, and it does all the autocorrect for me with all my grammar. Puts the commas where they're supposed to go and periods. All you have to do is download the app on your computer or get the app on your phone, and it'll make all those corrections for you and for free. Of course, you can always, you know, you can upgrade it, but for the basic package, it's free for your phone and for all your devices. So to get the Grammarly app, you just go to www.getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC. And also by Vroom. So if you're looking for a car online and you don't want to have to deal with the salespeople on the car lots, you can go to Vroom and get a low mileage car. And they also provide financing as well if you're looking for a finance company. And they can provide that financing for you. So if you're looking for a low mileage car and trying to get financed, you can go to www.shopvroom.com/LifeCopeLLC. So talking about swallowing your pride. So say, for example, you get in a heated argument with someone, right? With someone you care about, and you know neither one of you want to apologize. When is it the right time, you know, for you to swallow your pride and apologize? Their answer is right now. One of you has to swallow your pride in order for you guys to be able to move on and continue that relationship, whether it's with a friend or if it's with a loved one, you know. And this is especially hard in relationships, you know, with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or a husband and wife, you know. It can be really hard sometimes when both of you want to be right, but at the same time, one of you has to be the bigger person and be able to solve that argument. So, a couple of reasons why swallowing your pride can be healthy and make you a better person. For one, it's not healthy to keep that, to fester that feeling, you know, and you know, because if you guys don't, you know, apologize to each other, then you're gonna keep that, you know, inside, and it's just gonna fester, and it can cause, you know, it can cause physical health problems, you know, and it'll always be at the back of your mind, because you think you forget it, and then sometime like 10 years later, it could be 10 years, a year to 10 years later, and you'll remember it again, and then it will just come back to, you know, the forefront of your mind, and then it might cause you guys to argue again, and then you'll always bring up that situation. That's not what you want to do. You want to make sure that you resolve that situation so that you're not keeping that inside. It's just it's healthy for your soul too, because you feel like you release that feeling that you have inside. It's not guilt, but at the same time, it's a feeling of you want to resolve the situation. So if you don't resolve the situation, you're going to carry that with you, and it's just going to fester and you know, continue to make you unhealthy, not only not just physically, but also in, you know, in your soul. So you want to make sure that you're able to resolve the situation. And if you have to be the person that apologizes, sometimes that's what you have to do. I know people don't want to hear that, but that is what you have to do sometimes. And it helps you keep that healthy relationship with the other person as well. Especially if you care about them, you know, you're able to keep that relationship and continue to build that friendship or that relationship with that person, so that you don't lose a good friend or a family member. Because I've known family members that don't talk to each other for like years, you know, especially when they get into arguments. But once you resolve that situation, you're able to continue that relationship with that person and not continue to let it fester. Also, it keeps you from saying something or doing something regrettable. So when you don't say what you want to say or apologize, you know, if you don't swallow your pride and be able to resolve, I'm going to say this a lot, but resolve that situation again, it'll make you say something or do something that you wouldn't necessarily do, you know, if you had resolved that situation, because when you're mad and you're angry, you're not thinking straight sometimes, and you just say something that you don't mean. So, you know, getting that off your chest, and then at the same time, yeah, saying what you want to say, and then afterward, you guys come to a compromise, and both of you are able to swallow your pride, then you can have a clear mind again, so that you don't say something you'll regret. And then you can also learn from the experience as well, because at the same time, you're exploring your feelings and learn how you feel with that experience, so that the next time that happens, you'll be able to learn quicker how you react to that kind of situation and how you're able to resolve that. So that helps you learn how to fix that situation, it for the next time that it does happen. So, and I mean, for example, if I don't know, for you guys that watch Game of Thrones, if Khaleesi hadn't swallowed her pride to go save Jon Snow, you know, when he was getting attacked, then Jon Snow would have died, and she would have lost, like, a big ally. Possibly her husband now. Who knows? But, sorry. No spoilers. Sorry. Didn't want to spoil that for you guys, but if you haven't watched the last season, please go watch it. It's dope. It's awesome. And at the same time, if Jon Snow hadn't swallowed his pride and, you know, accepted Khaleesi as his queen, then he wouldn't have an ally as well to help him fight his battle. So, you know, swallowing your pride has benefits. It helps you clear your mind, clear your soul, and at the same time, it helps you keep that important relationship that you want to keep, and, you know, for your future and their future as well, to help you guys stay healthy. Of course, there are times, you know, at work when things happen, like your boss will say something and you know he's wrong or she's wrong, but at the same time, you don't want to lose your job, so you try to keep that to yourself as well. But, you know, there are ways to get around that. You can pull them to the side and just talk to your boss, say, "Hey, boss, I know you said this, but I don't think that's the right way. Maybe we should do it this way." Or if somebody says something wrong, you know, same thing, you can pull them to the side and just tell them that you don't appreciate, especially if they're your senior, tell them you don't appreciate what they said, and hopefully they'll listen to your considerations and be able to acknowledge that. So that's it for today, guys. Like I said, we have a new co-host now, Nancy Perez, and so I hope you guys welcome her and you know, make her feel welcome as much as you guys made me feel welcome when I started this 7 months ago. And hopefully it'll be able to give some fresh perspective and some fresh output to you guys, so that we can continue to help as many people as we can. Like I always say as well, if you want to follow us, you can go to any of our social media handles on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. You can look up LifeCope LLC and you can follow us on there, so you guys can see our future events that are coming up. Or you can just go to the website at www.lifecopeapp.com, and you can also see future events and things that we have coming up. And we also have a forum on there as well, so for listeners of the show, if you guys want to discuss things among each other, and we'll jump in and then be able to see what you guys think. And don't forget to leave us a review on whatever social media device that you guys listen to us on, so that we can know how we're doing and how to make the show better. Well, thanks again, guys, for listening, and I hope you guys stay well and stay safe and stay warm. For some reason, there's some unusual weather we got coming here, here in the States anyway, on the East Coast and through Central America. So hope you guys stay safe and stay warm. For our listeners overseas in London, in the Middle East, and even in Africa, thank you guys for listening as well. You guys are some of our best customers. And we have, just so you guys know, we have merchandise coming as well. So we have a couple of t-shirts coming. So when you guys see that, if you want to order them, you'll be able to as well, you know, represent the Life Cope, so people know what it is, and then and spread the word so that we can help as many people as we can. Well, that's it for today, guys. Stay well and stay safe. This is Arthur Anthony signing off.